Sir John A. Macdonald once said, "When Newfoundland joins Canada, it will complete our nation. She holds the key to our front door." But in 1869, Newfoundland rejected Confederation with Canada. On March 31, 1949, 80 years later, Sir John A. Macdonald's dream became a reality. For 15 years prior to that date, Newfoundland was governed by a seven-man commission appointed by the British government. In the early 30s, our public credit had run out and our export markets had collapsed. The people had been reduced to poverty. The Commission of Government was Britain's answer to what they claimed was the people's inability to govern themselves. In letters patent, it was declared that Newfoundland would decide its own form of government when it was again self-supporting. The Second World War brought relative prosperity, and the people again wanted to elect their own government. The Parliament of Great Britain decided that Newfoundland would elect 45 representatives to attend a national convention for the purpose of recommending forms of government to appear on the ballot paper in a national referendum. From October 1946 to January 1948, people throughout Newfoundland and Labrador gathered around their radios to hear the 3 hours of recorded debate on the day's proceedings at the National Convention. In this way, the foundation of the Confederate cause was laid. Its leader was Joseph R. Smallwood, journalist, broadcaster, union organizer, and pig farmer. His main opponent was Major Peter Cashin, advocate of responsible government. Confederation with Canada first became an issue at the convention on October 28th, 1946.
Mr. Chairman,